Greetings, good folks, and good afternoon. And it's always important, you know, that you have that lunch break and you see everybody come back. So thank you. Appreciate that. Well, we are talking about tax, so I get it. And with us is probably one of the most entertaining speakers you're going to have, Rick Grafmeyer. And Rick has will speak on legislative and policy update, playing defense for 2024 and preparing for 2025. Rick speaks here regularly and has spoken at these conferences for a long time. And it's always very helpful because it's everything that we were talking about earlier at the session about legislative developments. And it gives us a real good feel. In fact, it gives you all the answers to the questions we raised. And for me personally, Rick is a household name back at the University of Michigan. Anytime there's a big problem going on, anything, particularly with the endowments, they give him a call. And that's always been helpful for us. So on that note, I'll let Rick be helpful to you as well. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. The title for this talk came from a client, because I had a client earlier this year, I won't defame anyone, who wanted to play offense. And I told him, 2024 is all defense. You're kidding yourself if you think you're going to play offense. And they wanted to play offense and get some changes done on something. And I absolutely said no. So they went off on their own and did some meetings with, you know, some other people and stuff and found out, yeah, I was right. Defense is right, was what's going on. But, and I'm that kind of guy. I did throw in a I told you so back out to them too. Anyway, so that's where the title comes from because, you know, that's where we're at. Not as much jokes this year as usual because we actually have real material here and a lot of stuff was going on, as you heard in the earlier discussion, and you'll hear from Alex and Kyle's talk later on too, tomorrow. There's just been a lot of stuff going on. Nothing that really made it to the finish line, but a lot of stuff going on. And actually, I'm going to keep you up to date on something because I got something I want to read to you. So anyway, so that's what's going on. So we're going to get, but we're going to talk politics too because it all plays together. Playing defense. The focus has been on private institutions. Let's be clear about that. Ed and Ben covered a lot of this stuff that's on this slide. I'm not going to go into great detail. Let's talk about the last point on the slide, though. Ways and means, tax teams, and education. It tells you where tax-exempt orgs are when they don't know where to put them and what to do. So they formed about 10 or 11 tax teams on Ways and Means to investigate leading all the 2017 tax law changes and leading into the 2025 bill. They formed about 10 or 11 teams to look at a variety of subjects, do papers, bring in people, you know, whatever. And this is on Ways and Means. They didn't know where to put tax exempts. They didn't have any idea. So where did they put them? The new economy tax team. So we're put together with gig economy people, 1099Ks. We're in with crypto. We're in with all the that kind of issues. That's where tax exempts are. So it shows you, though, that they think of universities not as where we were 20, 30 years ago. They think you're on the cusp of a lot of these investment things and other kind of things, and so they threw you in the new economy because they think they have a whole new way of looking at universities. And I'll talk about that in another second. The big thing that's been going on in the next two slides, we're going to talk about that, is investigations. That's been the big thing that's been going on in Congress. Not so much on the Senate side, but it's taken up every ounce of energy on the House side. When they first started, I told, and this is more of a comment on tax folks. I told all the universities that I directly deal with. I mean, I deal with a lot of people, and I do a lot of things with the associations, but I have a group that I do a lot with, too. And I told them all, if you come under investigation, I can help you, because I've done a lot of these. I know what they're doing. I know what they're going to do. Let me know. Well, the first Ed and Labor one comes up, and I made the offer again. And I was told, nah, we got this. We got our legal counsels involved, and we got our outside law firm involved. We got it.